ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
I thank you, Honorable Presiding Member. I wish to bring to the notice of the House a few matters. Honorable Presiding Members, we have very little time allocated to us. So even though it might not be the topic that is being discussed right now, I wish to raise these matters. Firstly, Honorable Presiding Member, I wish to raise the matter with regards to the dispenser services under the Health Department. On the 22nd of March 2024, there was a Gazette 2377 issued by the Health Ministry calling for new recruitment. And people applied and interviews were called for and held in June 2024. And a list of those who were selected for the interviews was released as well. Now, once the interviews were held, Honorable Member, thereafter, no appointments were made. And there are severe shortages in the dispenser category. The last appointments that were made were in 2016. And since then, there have been a lot of outside provincial members who had been appointed in the Northern Province and in Jaffna in particular. And they have over the years asked for transfers and left to their home provinces. And as a result, even more vacancies have been created. Almost in the Northern Province, almost 40 vacancies exist for now. And in Jaffna district alone, there are 20 vacancies. I therefore would urge the government to look into this matter and to appoint the members who had faced the interview as early as possible, and till such appointment is confirmed, at the very least to prevent transfers taking place. Because when transfers take place and those dispenser officers leave the Northern Province, there is a huge shortage that is created, and it's a bit of a crisis in the health sector in Jaffna in particular. The second matter is also again with regards to the dispenser service. There was a service minutes that was released on the 11th of October 2016, which insisted that grade 1 dispensers have to sit for what is called the third efficiency bar examination. Now, these examinations, according to the Gazette, were supposed to be held every year, at least twice a year. But these examinations have never been held. And to my understanding, Honorable Presiding Member, and I'm quite happy to be corrected, this matter is not only with regards to the Jaffna district, it's island-wide. And as a result, those who are in grade 1 have not been entitled to any increments. And I think it's grossly unfair. When they are ready to face the examinations and get those increments, and the examinations have been gazetted to be held twice a year, for those examinations not being held since 2016, I think is very regrettable. That matter must also be urgently looked into, and those appointments with regards to the increments must be in some way dealt with in a just way. The second matter that I wish to raise is with regards to the railway service between Colombo and Jaffna. Honorable Presiding Member, you would recall, once the track was laid with the help of the Indian government and the funding of the Indian government, four services were scheduled per day. Daily there were four services running between Colombo and Jaffna. And in January 2023, on the 5th of January 2023, all services came to a halt because the track between Anuradhapura and Vavuniya, Omante, was supposed to be repaired. and then now from Maho to Anuradhapura, it's been repaired. The services then thereafter, when the services were completely halted because of this repair work, two train services out of the four was redirected to the eastern province, to Trincomalee and Batticaloo. And since the services to Jaffna recommenced, those two services that were diverted have not been brought back to the Jaffna service. And instead, out of original four services that ran daily, today you have only one. Yaldevi is the only service that runs to Jaffna. On the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, there was the intercity fully air-conditioned service that only runs on Saturdays and Sundays. And when there are high sort of intensity seasons, that intercity service is increased from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But this is grossly inadequate, Honorable Presiding Member. The service from Colombo to Jaffna was the most profitable for the...
Thank
you. Was the most profitable. And even today, it is a service that runs at full capacity. Where it ran four services, it was running at full capacity. To suddenly reduce it to one, I think is grossly unfair. And the Railways Department and the Honorable Minister, who is also the leader of the House, must look into this matter urgently and must rectify this as immediately as possible. Finally, Honorable Presiding Member, the rail services to Jaffna, once they commenced after the trackverse relay, runs only from Colombo. Now, originally, the services used to start from Mount Lavinia, because as you will be aware, there are most Tamil families live in the area between Mount Lavinia and Bambalapitiya. So the train used to stop in Mount Lavinia, in Vellavatta, in Bambalapitiya. And now it doesn't. It starts from Colombo Fort. So that has inconvenienced travelers. You have already reduced the service to one. And there is a high intensity of travelers who wish to catch that service. And if you are going to start only from Colombo Fort, that inconveniences them even more. And therefore, I urge the Honorable Minister to look into that matter as well. Finally, I wish to bring up the matter that has gained a little bit of publicity is with regards to some citizens from this country who had gone to Russia and who had found themselves forcibly being recruited into the Russian army, and some of them have got injured as well. I think the aggrieved families. The aggrieved families were protesting outside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday. Now these families want their members to be repatriated. I urge the Honorable Minister of External Affairs to look into that matter as a matter of urgency. They must be brought back. If they have in some way made some mistake, that is a different matter, but they cannot be forced to serve in an army and put their lives at risk. If at all, they must be brought back to Sri Lanka immediately. Thank you.